Exclusive, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, government shutdown is becoming a national security threat. By Elizabeth Weibel on November 8, 2025. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, ROK, warned that, as the government shutdown continues at record length, it is becoming a national security threat to the United States. During an interview on Breitbart News Saturday with Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle, Mullen explained as the government shutdown, which has reached 37 days, continues, it not only affects the nation financially, but it puts the U.S. behind on military projects, among other issues. It's becoming a huge financial burden that could put us in a financial strain. We have been having a 4% GDP growth for several months now underneath President Trump's economy. Because of the government shutdown, we're at a 1% growth. That is major. That hurts us dramatically, Mullen said. And, those dollars, it's not like those dollars just come back into the economy once the government comes back open. Those dollars are lost. You're not going to see this spike, and you're going to see an 8% GDP in the next month. It's going to actually take maybe 2 months for the economy to recover after being shut down this long. So, now it's becoming a national security risk, because of the financial risk. It's becoming a national security threat, because of the dangers we're putting ourselves in getting behind on our military most important projects that we're working on, I would say the most sensitive programs. And, because the air traffic control would be able to have mobility moving products from point A to point B. So, now the Democrats have put us in a national security issue. And they're owning this, Mullen added, predicting that Democrats would cave this weekend. Mullen continued to comment on how people such as air traffic controllers and Transportation Security Administration, TSA, officers have been working without being paid during the government shutdown, and noted that almost no one can go 30, or even 45 days without being paid. Most of them, if they're not living paycheck to paycheck, they don't have 30 days in reserves. Almost no one has 30 days in reserves. They especially don't have 45 days in reserve. And, so, now we're asking them to still provide safety for the American people and us, and we're not paying them? I mean, they're going to get all their back pay, but come on, give me a break. That's embarrassing.